Welcome to the weekly podcast with Phil Aston from yogaatwork.co.uk. This is a simple technique that we teach a lot on our yoga holidays down here in Cornwall, and it's something that I've shared with many, many people over the years. It's a great tip for coping with stress, whatever you are, and if you suffer from panic attacks, it's also very, very beneficial in that respect as well. But if we think about coping with stress, there are little things we can do that make all the difference. I mean, for example, whenever you sit down in a chair, take a breath. When you get up, take one breath. Just shift your attention to your breath. You've got so many opportunities to do this during your day-to-day life. When there's a red light, when you're waiting for the lift, before you answer the phone, there are so many opportunities just to bring your awareness back to the breath. It makes a big difference. When you walk through a doorway, pause slightly and step in with your right foot. The point of that is that it makes you think. It makes you stop. It brings a natural pause into your life. You're consciously thinking about when you walk through the doorway to stop and move forward with your right foot. It's just like a mindfulness bell going off inside your own mind. When you're walking down the street or walking down the corridor, perhaps, if at work, just try walking at about 85% of your usual speed. I'm not being too scientific there, I don't mean to be. So 85%, you're just walking a little bit more slowly than you normally would. Not enough to make people think that you're walking oddly, it's just very slight, but just pay attention to the difference. And when you're tired, most of us use laptops or keyboards or computers now in our day-to-day lives, but just try touching the keys a little bit more softly. Press them gently into the bed of the keyboard, as if they were delicate like glass. And then go back to your old way of typing. And just notice what the difference is. Now, I said also at the start of this talk, we were looking at a breathing technique that was very good for coping with stress. And it's very simple. If we think that the in-breath is all about action and dynamics, and in fact the in-breath is connected to the fight or flight response of the body, so every time you breathe in, our heart rate increases, the blood pressure goes up a little bit, and every time we breathe out, the complete opposite, every out-breath is connected to the relaxation response of the body, so the heart rate decreases and the blood pressure drops. So if we can keep our in-breath and our out-breath equal, then we're in balance. So a simple way of doing this is to breathe in and mentally count in for a count of five, and as we breathe out, count out for five. Now, we're not trying to make the breath fit in with the counting, it's the other way round. So you're just consciously counting for five mentally as you breathe in, and breathe out, and count out for five with the out breath. And slowly your counting may change in its speed, but the numbers will fit in with the breath. And the more you practice that, focus on numbers, the more your in-breath and your out-breath will become equal, and you bring your whole system back into balance. Now, when we do get stressed, our in-breath becomes more dominant. The fight or flight response is in the driving seat, and we need to move back so the relaxation response can gain a little bit more control. And we can do that. When we breathe in, we count in for a count of five, and we breathe out, we count out for a count of five. And at the end of the out-breath, we can say 1,000, 2,000 before we breathe in again. Or some people find it easier just to count out for a count of seven. So making the out-breath longer than the in-breath. And when we do that, the relaxation response becomes more dominant. So when we change the way we breathe, we will change the way we feel. That works in both ways. It's a very positive thing to say, but of course, if you're worrying about everything and you're getting anxious, your breathing will change, your in-breath will become more dominant, and yes, you will feel different and you won't feel too good at all. So by simply being still, and the counting in to five and out for five can be done when you're walking around the house, be mindful, you can be lying down on your bed, on the floor, you can be sitting in a chair, just concentrating on your in-breath and your out-breath, and that simple count will help you come back to balance. Good luck, and I'll talk to you again next week. It's Phil Aston from yogaatwork.co.uk.